We only have one day out of 365 to celebrate the planet that we are slowly killing. But that's not all. Earth Day has become a handy opportunity for corporations to greenwash and for businesses to profit off of so-called Earth Day product sales. Environmental writer Tim Smedley argues that we ought to be paying more attention to Earth Overshoot Day, the day of the year on which humanity's annual demand for natural resources and ecological services exceeds what the Earth can regenerate in that same year. Ideally, Earth Overshoot Day would be December 31st. Last year, it was August 1st. As your well-read read, I am going to read excerpts from the article by Tim Smedley entitled Why I Hate Earth Day by an Environmental Writer. It was published online in The New Climate on April 19, 2023, where the complete article can be accessed. For children and activists of the 1970s, Tim Smedley begins, the original Earth Day was a necessary and seismic moment, but that was then. Now, Earth Day seems tokenistic, patronizing, and pathetically minimal given the scale of the challenges we face. I hate it, because rather than one day that could turn things around as was originally intended, its annual hypocrisy simply shows us how screwed we truly are. We don't edge ever further to a solution on each and every Earth Day. We edge ever closer to the precipice. Here's a taste of the press releases that clutter my inbox as an environmental writer in the run-up to Earth Day. Quote, as we approach World Earth Day, I wanted to see if you would be interested in featuring Triple X. Triple X is a planet-conscious marketplace that offers quality products, bamboo, upcycled, as well as regenerative brands. End quote. In other words, happy Earth Day. Now buy more stuff that you don't really need and destroy the planet further. Earth Day is also the perfect day for greenwashing. The bank Santander, for example, issued a glowing press release full of wind turbines, trees, and sunshine, exhorting, quote, events like Earth Day are a time to make individual and collective commitments to preserve ecosystems, use natural resources responsibly, and fight climate change and other disasters. Earth Day is for everyone, end quote. But wait, what's this? The Good Shopping Guide to Ethical Banks and Building Societies states that Santander was criticized by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism for its $800 million shares in JBS, the biggest meat company in the world, which has links to Amazon deforestation. And according to BankTrack, since 2016, Santander provided $23 billion in lending and underwriting to 100 key companies expanding the fossil fuel industry. So, Earth Day really is for everyone, including deforesters and the oil and gas industry. The real Earth Day that we should all be made aware of is Earth Overshoot Day. This is the date when humanity's annual demand for natural resources and ecological services exceeds what the Earth can regenerate in that same year. Ideally, Earth Overshoot Day would be on December 31st. The first calculated overshoot day came shortly after the first Earth Day. There was cause for concern. It fell on the 25th of December, 1971, meaning that the world was using up the replenishable quantities of the Earth's resources several days before the end of the year. This was a wake-up call, and the world needed to act to ensure that this didn't happen again. Instead, we used up more and more and more. Earth Overshoot Day in 2023 was August 2nd. In 2024, it was August 1st. Now, after over 50 Earth Days and Overshoot Days, our decline is so great that we use up resources as if we live on 1.75 planet Earths, but we only live on one. So, forgive me if I'm not in the mood to join in the Earth Day quote-unquote celebrations, and forgive me if I don't buy your sodding bamboo pillowcase.